In our story today, there was a word, believed. Did you hear in the story when you were listening who it said believed? Who believed and when and what did they believe? Listen again to this part. Mary Magdalene comes and tells the disciples, Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved ran to the sepulcher. And they both ran together. And the other disciple, whom Jesus loved, outran Peter and came first to the sepulcher. And stooping down, he saw the sheets laid, yet he went not in. Then comes Simon Peter following him, went into the sepulcher, and behold the sheets laid. And the napkin which was about his head, not laid with the sheets, but apart, folded into one place. Then, therefore, went in also the other disciple, who came first to the sepulcher, and he saw and he believed. So there are two disciples, Peter and an unnamed disciple, who we're told is the one whom Jesus loved. We know from elsewhere that that disciple is John. So we have John and Peter. And which one of them believed? And when? It was John. So imagine, if you will, Mary Magdalene comes to Peter and John, the two most important disciples, the disciples who are sort of in charge of all the other disciples. It makes sense that Mary Magdalene would go to those two when she sees the stone rolled away. She's excited, but she doesn't know where the Lord has gone. She doesn't know that he's risen yet. So she runs and she tells Peter and John. And Peter and John want to find out what's happening. So they don't walk to the sepulcher. They run. They go as quickly as they possibly can. And who gets there first? John. He gets there first, and he looks inside the sepulcher. You can imagine him standing outside the tomb and looking in. He's not going in, he's just looking in. And as he's looking, Peter comes running from behind and runs right into the tomb. He doesn't stop to see, he runs right in. And when Peter runs in, John's looking, and Peter beholds. You can imagine Peter looking all around the tomb and noticing all the details. The garment that the Lord wore and the napkin that he had had on his head, folded neatly as if someone had put them there on purpose. Peter looks around. He's investigating. But it doesn't say he believes. As he's investigating, then John comes in because Peter's inside investigating. It says, therefore, went in also the other disciple. So because Peter's looking around, John, who sees Peter, goes in and believes. He sees and believes. Now for some of you older kids, there are three words for see in Greek. They are blepo. You can imagine somebody looking and sending out little blepos. That's what John does. He looks inside. Blepo. Then Peter goes in and he theoreos. It's the same word that we use for theorize. You can imagine Peter going in and looking around and theoreoing, trying to figure out what happened. Then John comes in, and here's a new word for you. Horao, or horeo. John goes in, and you can think, horao, he believes. So who do John and Peter, or what do John and Peter represent? John represents love, and Peter represents faith. Now, there are three ways that we can know that John and Peter together represent love and faith. The first is from Scripture. We know John represents love because he's always described as the one whom Jesus loved. And whenever he's with Peter, Peter is nicer. So there seems to be love involved. We know Peter represents faith because his name means stone. We also know that the Lord told him that on his faith, that rock, the Lord would build his church. So it's right there in Scripture, love and faith. That's one way we know. A second way we know is from the heavenly doctrine. The heavenly doctrine for the new church teaches us specifically that John represents love and Peter represents faith. Sometimes Peter represents faith without love or charity. But in this case, he's with John. So this is a good faith, a faith with charity, with love. The third way that we can know they represent love and faith is our challenge for Easter. We can confirm it by our experience. What experience? The experience of how we each individually believe. We come to the Lord not first by intellect or Peter. We come to the Lord by love. Love brings us first. And what is it that we love? We don't clearly understand the Lord at the beginning of faith, at the beginning of a religious, spiritual life. At first, we just want to follow the Lord. We're eager to follow the Lord, but we're not quite ready to step inside the tomb and see and truly believe. You can imagine this is your willingness to come to church. You came to church. That's John. That's your will choosing to come to church. Your choice is an expression of your love. You have a love of wanting to believe. But you don't quite fully believe yet. And here is where Peter comes in and is so important. Peter is what comes in to the tomb, into the sepulcher. And Peter doesn't just look. He thinks about it. Faith isn't supposed to be blind. Faith isn't supposed to close its eyes. Faith is supposed to theorize. Theoreo. Think about it. Investigate. Ask questions. Ask ministers. Is this really true? Read the word for yourself. Investigate. Think about it. And as you think about it, if you have chosen to come to the Word, willing to follow, then John enters in. Then a new love, a love that believes, can be born in you. In many ways, this little story is a story about John believing the Lord. That's what the Lord wants for us. The Lord wants us to believe truly and fully with our hearts. Because we've investigated and looked and seen and then had the Lord change our hearts. Think about that. That's the miracle of Easter. The miracle of Easter is that the Lord is risen again into our hearts. It's not just an event that happened 2,000 years ago. It's also an event that happens every dawning, every morning, every day that you wake up anew, you choose to follow the Lord, you investigate His truth, and then you choose anew to follow the Lord. Choose twice. Once without understanding, certainly, but then choose again, seeing and believing that the Lord is risen. There is a beautiful prayer that summarizes all of this. The Lord, came to a man who said, Lord, help me. And the Lord said, I can if you believe. And the man said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. It's not an all or nothing thing. There's a part of you that has chosen to come to church on Easter morn. And there's a part of you that's investigating the word. Now, will your will choose again to follow him? Will it see that the Ten Commandments are more than just rules of men to help us get along, but are rules from the Lord to bring us everlasting joy and peace? Will you see that the word is not just a book written in the past, but something that can guide your day every day, starting early in the morning and throughout? Can your belief become alive? For as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. And then the disciples went away again to themselves. Amen.